Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. We're here at a new time. I'm not new to BBS, been here for a couple years, but we thought we would come here and give the evening crowd a chance. In case you are not aware of who I am or what I do, I work with the spiritual hierarchy, and I have learned so much lately. And since I have conference calls with Lord Metatron and Yeshua and Mother Mary, and they actually teach those on the conference calls, I wanted to speak to you tonight, tell you about some of the things that I have learned, because in doing work on the telephone with individuals and with Lord Metatron, the healing protocols and the way we can use vibration and energy is so powerful that I have come here tonight just to tell you about it. I want you to know. I want you to have these tools to be able to be used in the privacy of your home. First thing I want to start with, my friends, is the area that we know of as the solar plexus. And if you've worked with the martial arts, you know that that is a power point. For those who are familiar with the esoteric, we know that this is a very powerful area for one of the chakras that we hold our power there. And if you work in some healing protocols, you also know that, again, there is a connection between what we know of as the solar plexus and the center of the earth. So these, depending upon what you've been working with, you do have some awareness of that. But I want to introduce another awareness to you that is connected with the solar plexus and with our place in the center of the earth. This was something that was understood and used during those years of Atlantis. And at the fall, when humanity fell in understanding, they fell to a point that they had forgotten things. Not only had they forgotten them, but they weren't able to use them. And now what is happening with all of the light that has been coming into the planet and the vibrations have been raised, we can start to use some of the tools that we used to use in the past. And just think about this for a second. When vibration falls, when all of the particles that we are living in this dimension, fell to a lower dimension, they compacted. And so with that thought in mind, when something is very compacted and dense, you can conceive the idea that perhaps energy was not able to move around those particles as they could. And so as the vibrations increase, then what happens is there is some space there for energy to move around these particles. And just keeping that in mind, this opens up a whole new understanding of what we can do with energy. Now, I started with the solar plexus because people that I hold the space with, and we actually do work with this, find this to be so extraordinary. And so if you follow my words, I'm going to work on holding the space for you so that you can accomplish this. Place your consciousness, your thought, in the solar plexus. Because as you know, where you place thought, consciousness follows. There is an awareness. With thought, there is an awareness, and with awareness, there is consciousness. And so place that in the solar plexus. If you wish, you could put your hand there just so you know the space. We know that we're connected to the core of the earth, as I said, but for the moment, let's take our awareness from the solar plexus, move it up through the body. You can do this. It is so beautiful. You get to the crown. And if you work with this enough, you can actually see the petals around the top of the crown chakra. It is so beautiful. They are white. And as your awareness and the energy moves up, it is like an interplay between the awareness and between the movement of the petals of the crown. It is so very beautiful. And I can see why they would call it the crown, because it looks like a little crown up there. The petals are kind of oblong, and there are several rows of them. And the very top follows your energy. Allow it to go up through the crown. Just allow it to go higher and higher and higher. And just that quickly, if you follow it, you are at the foot of Source in the center of the cosmos. It is so beautiful. And if you have never done this before, there is an excitement to know that you can do this. And not only can you do this, but it is so easy. The first time you do it, you might not have a lot of awareness of what is there. But I am telling you, dear friends, each time you do this, the sense of what you are able to bring back gets stronger, because you are working here on vibration, and as you work with a vibration, it becomes stronger. To me, it looks like you arrive at a platform. I've always seen it this way. Maybe you'll see it differently. But to me, it is like when you get in the center of the cosmos and you are in front of Mother, Father, God, there is a platform. And right above the platform, there is this brilliant white light. That is the first sense. And as you clear away the brilliant white light, you see the gold light. The golden light is Source of light. And behind that, there is the pink light of their love. And I see Father God sitting a little bit in the front to the left of Mother God, and Mother God sits behind Father God. If this is the first time that you've gotten there and you see it, it's amazing. Just sit there for a second. And within your heart, you can give a message to Mother, Father, God, how you feel. Do you love them? Do you love their creation? Do you love the universe? Do you love your life? Do you love your mission? Ask them a question after you tell them about your love for them. You'll get an answer. Listen to the answer. And so for the first time, you might just have a simple question, a simple answer. But the knowledge of where you have been is quite extraordinary. And then just come back down, bring your awareness back down into the center of the solar plexus. And if that experience wasn't in the fullness and the completeness of what you were hoping it to be, you might not be relaxed enough, because you do have to be working out of the side of your brain where your spiritual information comes in, and not that side of the brain where you think and you question. You must trust that your soul knows how to take you there. And then feel the power in your solar plexus again. Put your hand there. Feel the power. This is who you are. And then send your awareness down to the center of the earth. If you're aware, you might see Gaia as you go down. When I see Gaia, she usually hands me one of her bunnies. I just love to scratch her bunny a little bit on the head, hand it back to her, go down to the core. There's a crystal configuration in the core. It sparkles if you become aware of it. It's a star tetrahedron, and it is spinning. And this is your connection. So you have a connection between the core of the earth, your solar plexus, and source. When you go back to the solar plexus, there is also a horizontal line that runs through the solar plexus. You can just become aware of it, making sure that all of these lines are straight, because sometimes they get a little skewed, a little crooked, or if you're under stress or something negative has happened in your life, thought, experience. So it's a good thing to go in every day and clear this, make it straight, and then connect yourself to that line that runs horizontal. When you connect the two, you might feel a power surge, because this is your place in the world. Imagine that. Through your awareness and the desire to know who you are, you can journey through those lines to the core of the earth, up to source, and then feel the power of your place in the world. How cool is that? Anybody want to call in and share their experience with me of what you felt or didn't feel? Give us a call. We're here at 877-876-5227. Give me a call. Talk about your success or maybe the lack thereof. You know, doing these things is like an exercise. You go to the gym, you go to the pool, and maybe you exercise with an exercise tape. And when you begin these things at the very beginning, it takes a little adjustment to learn how to do it. How to practice it, first of all, you get things down as to how you would do it. You got to practice, and you work with it a while before you feel the strength of it, before you feel that you have the ability that you're looking for. It's the way with these, well, I like to call them protocols, because they are experiences with the spirit. Now, my friends, we do some other things. We work with the Akashic Records, if you're not familiar with this. But for the moment, we do get answers about what is happening on Earth presently, what is in your records, how Source created your soul to fulfill a particular part of your journey, which I like to call the plan that Source put together, the Tree of Life. And as the souls were being formed, and there were certain aspects that needed to be completed in this Tree of Life, Source sent a lot of their particles of light onto this gigantic creation table. And there was music, the music of the spheres that was so beautiful, and the light and the colors. And all of these colors that came forth had to do with this tree of life, this mission that was being presented at the moment. And there were those who were being called forth to fulfill the particular missions in the tree of life. There were healers that would be needed, teachers, role models, light workers. They covered every aspect that was formulated in this plan. And there you were, in one moment, in this void of nothingness. And the next moment you were called forth, and there you were, in wonderment and amazement, all of a sudden becoming aware of who you were, who you are, and your connection to the Creator. It was ever so clear in the messages that you received what you would do, who you would be. And many of us were sent forward to experience all of the possibilities that Source had seen in the void. And we were being sent forth in joy and bliss to be a part of this exploration. All of the excitement was within us because we could see the plan and we could see our part of the plan. And we left home with all of the joys of knowing that we were going to fulfill our part. And we came down through the dimensions. We experienced. Some of it was joyful. Some of it was sad. Some of it, perhaps, we would have even taken a different road, made a different choice. And now, we are here. And so, do you wonder sometimes what your mission is? Why are you here? What happened along the way? What were some of the disappointments? What were the patterns that formed to bring your happiness? What were the patterns that were formed to bring the sadness in your life? And how can all of that be changed? That what makes you sad. That may be what makes difficulties in the physical right now. The emotions are the emotions what you want in your life? Do they attract to you those things that make you happy? Or do they attract to you those things that make you sad? And what do you do about it? What do you do about it to clear these things out of your life? That's where it is important to go within and to see in your energy field what needs to be cleared. That energy field that is in the subtle body next to the physical. It's quite remarkable once you start doing this. So, since no one has called to share their information or their questions, I'll go to this next aspect. How does one get inside of their body with their awareness? I said earlier when we talked about the first protocol that, well, perhaps the first thing that follows is desire. Desire brings forth a thought. a thought brings awareness and the consciousness. They're sort of very close together, the consciousness and the awareness, because once you become aware, the consciousness is there. And so if you have a desire to go inside the body, then you have a thought. Bring forth a thought. Think of the body. Think of something working on the inside of the body. It could be the breath. You could imagine the breath going inside and outside of the lungs, the beating heart. You can feel it inside of the body. And when you feel it inside of the body, you see you are there. Just breathe a couple times, relax. Watch the heartbeat. Watch the lungs fill up with air. Feel the breath. You're inside the body. Might take some understanding to figure out what you're looking at. Remember the old-time photographs where you actually took some film and took a picture? This was before digital, of course. I don't know. Do you remember what those negatives looked like? You know, you'd kind of hold them up and you'd see some dark places and you'd see some white places. And that is how it looks when you look inside of the body. It looks like that old-fashioned negative. And you see the body, and around the body there is or are the subtle bodies. I see mine. If I'm looking at for the subtle bodies, then the body itself kind of looks like the dark part of the negative. If I'm trying to explore the subtle bodies, then the subtle bodies look like the light part of the negative. And the emotional subtle body is right next to the physical. Concentrate on that. What you might see is dots and splotches. This is stuck energy from past lifetimes. And I'm not certain at the moment what is in your subtle body that needs to be cleared. You kind of have to know that first. So be aware. What are you feeling? Where are these blotches in your body? Are you feeling anger, sadness, despair? It has a relationship to your real life, you know, how you feel. Are you a person going through a difficult time right now? Maybe a divorce, maybe a financial situation that is not a happy situation. You know where your problems are, where they lie, and how you feel in the moment. And if it's anger that you're carrying, if it's despair, and you're inside of the physical body, and that is the issue that you want to explore right now, there's a couple things that might happen. If you're really attuned to this, you will actually sense the past life where this stuck energy originated, what needs to be cleared, or you may not. But if you see the little splotches, the dark areas, and you're feeling, let's say, despair, you know that there is stuck energy in there that needs to be cleared from the past. It's showing up in the present because of what has happened in the past. You might not be interested in understanding what past lifetime was involved in that. But if you are, you might even see the past lifetime. And so you intend. Because we are masters in the making, in the making, the remaking of our memory, we are able to do this because this is the time, this is the part of the cycle where these things are coming back into our memory, and in the memory there is a return to the ability. Know that you can do this. All you do is intend to gather up all of those dark spots, blotches, roll them up in a ball. Some people tell me they really feel heavy. If it's a problem that they have been struggling with for a long time, there might be a lot of anger or despair in there, whatever it is that you're working on. And when you feel that you have it all wrapped up in a ball, you call down the light. You are a child of the light, as I am. And the light will come. Just be patient. The more you work with this, the faster you can call down the light. And as you call down the light, it takes a little while to get there. And when it is there, you intend to turn this over to the light. Because it is just stuck energy. It will be transmuted and cleared and turned into something that is positive energy just to be used elsewhere. And that is how it is done. And the more you work with this, the more proficient you become. It's just like the first protocol that we worked with. It might seem strange at first. Just have faith. Have trust. Know that these are tools that God has given to us so that we understand our relationship with them, and we can use them, and we can learn more about who we are, and we can start to remember. It's such a beautiful thing. Give me a call here. Let me know how it's going with you. 877-876-5227. Let us know. I think we might have another number, 888-815-9756. Share with me what you're going through. Share with us what you're seeing. Maybe you're not seeing anything. Give us a call. Let me know. We will go through it with you. We want you to see. If you're interested in our conference calls, they can be found at www.metatronminutes.com, metatronminutes.com. It is just amazing how people are learning to see into the next dimension. It's difficult at first because it's so ethereal. Spirit on the other side doesn't look solid like our bodies on this side. The particles are different. So it takes a little bit of effort, a little bit of work on our part. And as you work with that, as you work with the masters, some people start out by feeling their energy. Some see, some hear. And so as you go through these different exercises and you work with it, understand that maybe you start out with intuiting it. In other words, you're using your intuition. You have a sense of, you know, things don't come in full bloom. This takes effort. And some people will say they have the sense of, or they feel it. Some people see it. Some people hear it. And some people become very discouraged because they say, I don't have any of those things. What's wrong with me? Well, if you're saying that, let me ask you a question. Do you meditate? I hear people say, no, they don't meditate. They know they're supposed to, but they don't. And some of it's because, oh, I didn't get a result from it. You have to be in a different state of mind. And I want to talk about that a little bit because people don't always recognize that, the different states of mind that we are in. For instance, let's say you're in a discussion with someone, and it might be lively, might not, but you're talking, and it depends on the energy that you're using, the electrical energy in your brain, and they consider that beta. And we all know what that is. And there is a range to that. And as we move, we go into another state where we start to become more relaxed. Are we having a caller that's trying to reach us? Perhaps not.
Hello?
Yes. Your name?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Your name? What's your name, please?
My name is Ann.
Hi, Ann. What
Hi.
Can we do for you?
Well, I was just going to tell you about my experience with the protocols.
How wonderful.
You know, I was amazingly able to get into them really well, and I felt myself go shooting up through the crown, and I thought, oh, my goodness, this really works.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, and, you know, I saw all the beautiful lights of Mother and Father God, and I thought that was so amazing. And then when you were asking the question, or saying, you know, tell how you feel about the world and about the universe, I got a little embarrassed because I thought, ooh, I don't really know that I'm so happy to be here in this world. I don't really want to say that I love the world and love the universe. But that's kind of mean to say to God. So I said, oh, just forgive me for my negative feelings. I didn't really like that part, and then we came back, and I felt better. And then when you had us go into the emotional body, I could see all the debris from the frustration of just thinking, oh, why did I have to come here again? This is so awful. And then I didn't feel as ashamed because I think that was probably what my response was, because I certainly don't have any negative thing that I would want to communicate to God, but oh, I sure did feel that frustration. So that
well,
was nice to hand.
And let me tell you, let's discuss that a little bit. You know, do you believe in the possibility of reincarnation, that we've lived here before?
Yes, and I don't know why I came back.
You came back for the glory and the victory that is at hand now. That's why you came back, dear. But you see, we've been here for so many eons. And if you came here in Atlantis, why, you've just been hanging around this place for quite a while. And in that period of time, the struggles with the dark that doesn't, that is in opposition to the light, there have been, and especially if you're a light worker, there have been many times when you've suffered. I mean, if you just look at history, for instance, all of the battles and the wars and the comings and goings on of the history of humanity, and you probably lived through a good bit of that. And so we came out of that, you might say, as battered warriors. And so just think about all of the clearing that needed to be done between those different lifetimes that perhaps wasn't, and the attitudes that we held where maybe we were beaten or defeated, or the dark might have wanted us to feel that we were less than, that we weren't these beautiful souls who could create. And so we had all these disappointments, and we've come to the time now where it is time to clear this. And so this is a beautiful experience, even though it doesn't seem like it. As we look into the body and we feel these emotions and we start clearing these emotions, it is amazing how you start to change. You feel differently. You'll feel more vibrant. You'll feel more alive. You'll feel more that you love the earth and the planet. You know, we're bombarded every day with news that is tragic, that is sad, and, you know, people being unkind to other people. And it does something to us. When we hear all of these things and we hear that people struggle and we hear the sadness on the news, it has a bearing on how we feel, whether we know it or not. It's hard to stay upbeat when you are constantly being bombarded with sad stories. And so today I thought I would go in and work with people on showing them some of the different methods of clearing this, of dealing with these things, so we can be ourselves, our true selves, instead of reflecting what we're hearing being sent to us. Because once you clear that, what is underneath of all of that, Anne, is such beauty. And that's why I had you go up to Source first, so you know that this is possible. And not only is it possible, but the more you do it, the more you will love life. You will love God's creation. So you think you might practice this a little?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was very inspiring.
This is what we try to do on the show, Anne, is bring inspiration to people so that we can walk into our mastery. You probably don't believe right now that you're a master in the making, do you?
Well, I've studied so much and read so much, and I think my energetic experience is frustration. You know, I'd like to see manifestation.
Well, stay with the show, with the program.
Okay.
And we're going to bring forth those exercises that you can clear this away, you know, frustration and all these other things, so that you don't have to read so much. I believe in doing rather than reading.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you listen. Also, the Saturday shows, we have a show on Saturday. We've got two shows, The Messenger and The Message. And every other Saturday I'm on the program with Charlene McNeil, one of the healers that I work with. And she does a lot of this clearing for people, and we discuss this whole thing of clearing and being our true selves. Because what has happened in all of this is we don't have a clear picture anymore of what we truly are. What is our authentic self? Is it what we identify with frustration and sadness, or is it joy? Is being in the light, you know, we read so much about being in the light and being in joy. Is that our authentic self? And if it is, how do we get to it? So that's what we're about, my dear, doing this clearing. And thank you so much for calling in, because I just love the idea that you just shot right up there.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your beautiful show.
Thank you,
nice
dear.
Nice talking with you.
It's good talking to you, too.
Bye.
I must say, I feel like a kid in a candy store, folks. I actually hung up on the host. I haven't done that in so long. I almost felt childlike there for a second. It was beautiful. You had to be me. Yeah, honestly, you had to be me. I really don't know what to say. I'm here. I'm excuseless. I'm excuseless, folks. Carolyn? The audience is listening to us while we speak. I actually hung up on you, babe.
I know you did, though.
I know. I meant to hang up on your guest. I thought, you know, got to get rid of her. She's done. And then I hung up on you. But I do apologize.
It's okay. I didn't forget where I was.
All right. We are cool. And I am going to put you back on the air. All right. Are you ready? Here we go. And 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, my friends, we ran into a little bit of technical difficulties. The studio thought I was done for the night, and I got another 10 minutes, so they brought me back. Before Ian chatted with us, we were talking about the different states of the mind, that we're in the state now of beta. We're speaking to one another, and it could be animated discussion but discussion. And it has to do with brain waves. And so there are several layers of brain waves that we want to talk about. If you're in this state where you're talking to one another, it's going to be very difficult to meditate or to do some of the exercises that we're talking about and getting results. You have to be relaxed. And just pay attention to your body. If you inhale deeply and exhale slowly, you will see that your whole body will release some of the tension that it feels. You know, we're kind of wound up with going to work, with driving on the beltway or the in the midst of all of this traffic, and we tighten up our muscles and we don't realize the state that we are in, that it's hard now to even tell when you're relaxed or when you're not relaxed, because there's a lot of stress in our life. So this next stage where you want to relax, the alpha state, I call it, and how you recognize that, because this is what you're really reaching for. You know, sometimes when you're ready to go to sleep at night, you might have had a very tense day, but you get into bed and you slowly relax and you can kind of feel the muscles just releasing some of the tension, and you kind of snuggle down against the mattress and you know that you're going to be drifting off to sleep yet soon. Well, that's where you are in the alpha state. It's the state that we try to reach. You want to see into the next dimension, even if you want to speak to those on the other side. You get into this state. You can't really do a lot with what's on the other side and start seeing things and hearing things until you become relaxed enough. Now, here's another way that you know that you're in the alpha state. You know, sometimes when we drive along, and if you're driving the same route every day, oh, you might be going to the store, you might be going to work, you know that you're paying attention to the road because you've driven it so many times and you're kind of become expert at it. And all of a sudden, you realize you're there. Gee, how did I get there? You might have been daydreaming a little bit, but all of a sudden, you're there. Well, see, you were in an altered state. You just didn't realize it. Or sometimes you go on a trip, and I don't know if you've had this experience. It kind of takes a little longer to get where you're going, and when you come back, it seems like you get back faster. The mind is went that way a little earlier, and coming back, it's sort of like you dazed a little bit. Sometimes you feel like you lost time, or maybe you gained time. Time wasn't quite the same because you were in this altered state. And that's the state that we're talking about. One of the reasons why people have trouble meditating is because they say, well, they get frustrated. I don't know. I can't get there. I don't meditate because I don't seem to get where I'm going. I don't seem to get out of it what I'm expecting. Well, it's probably because you weren't in that relaxed state. And so the question is, how do you get there? Well, I get there personally by playing a music. Now, some people light candles. You can light music. You could use incense. It doesn't matter what prop you use, but you use the same prop. You put it in the same place. You try and meditate the same time because what happens is the body is trained. We don't realize how the body gets trained with the mind so easily. In other words, you know, if your mother called you to dinner, you expected that when you went to the table, there'd be food there. So the body got ready to eat. The body is very easily trained. And, you know, Pavlov did some tests with dogs. They would ring a bell, and the dog would find food there in the bowl. They'd start salivating. After they found out what would happen, the bell would ring, and they would start salivating. They already knew that they were expecting to be fed. Well, see, the body is like that. It's an automatic response. And so once you start meditating and you do a few of these things consistently, the body knows, okay, once I start playing this music, maybe it's a particular song. Personally, I like Steve Halpern's pieces because they take the mind into a higher state. They really do help you get in, well, for me at least, help me get into the alpha state very quickly. So whether you start lighting your candles or using your incense or using your flower essence, whatever thing you choose to do, you realize, the body realizes this is the time to do it. And right away you start slipping into that relaxed state that you need to be in to do the exercise. Now, we don't have time today, but what I want to do next week and tune in, I want to talk to you about how to reach the higher mind. This is so important because it is the entrance way to your soul monad, all of your experiences. And to be able to get into that, you can start conversing and getting information back, this kind of information that you really need and want that serves you. It's so important. And I'll tell you about the first time I reached my higher mind and what it means to you. Because you see, once you reach your higher mind, and you start conversing with your higher mind, you can then ask your higher mind to enter your heart. And you see it. It is so extraordinary. Once you start working with these things, you reach the higher mind and you can see your higher self blending with you, coming into your heart chakra, into the heart mind, into that space there. And we'll talk about that, the construction of the heart mind. It is so exciting. I can't tell you how exciting it is, because you don't have to ask anybody for these kinds of answers to the questions that you have within your heart. You work with your higher self. How beautiful is that? From my point of view, it is just perfect. So I want to talk about a couple things. The website that we talked about, www.metatronminutes.com, we have a marvelous newsletter there. I work with Lord Metatron. People send in questions, and I get the answers from him, put it in the newsletter, and they come to you without charge. They're on the website. You can go in and get some of the previous newsletters. There is a website that we have just put up that I'm very excited about, and that is www.the2012-2012countdown.com. Exciting information on that website, because as the solar, as the equinox and the different full moons and solstices have come about, I've gone to the spiritual hierarchy, different members. Yeshua gives us a lot of the information and discusses the energies that are coming in, what it means to us physically, what it means to our soul. So do go there. A lot of information. You can sign up there for to be aware of new things that are added to the website. There's marvelous information there. And so, my friends, until next week, I'll be thinking about you. Give us a call then. This is Carolyn Evers. Good night for now.
Hi, this is Brentwood.